Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we explore How to Break Up with Your Phone by Catherine Price, a thought-provoking examination of our often addictive relationships with our smartphones. Published in 2018, this book shines a light on how we have allowed our devices to consume our attention and how, with intentional action, we can reclaim control. Price, a seasoned science journalist with work featured in the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the San Francisco Chronicle, leverages her expertise to guide readers through a journey of mindful phone use. By presenting a compelling argument backed by insights and practical advice, Price encourages readers to transform their phones from sources of endless distraction into tools that genuinely enhance our lives. This book is particularly suited for anyone who finds themselves frequently lost in their phone screen, those who feel distracted or forgetful due to their digital habits, and individuals cautious or skeptical about the impact of modern technology on our daily lives. Through How to Break Up with Your Phone, Catherine Price offers a roadmap for those looking to establish a healthier, more balanced relationship with their smartphones. Join us as we delve into this transformative guide, crafted to help you use technology with greater intention and freedom. How to Break Up with Your Phone: The 30-Day Plan to Take Back Your Life. Introduction: Unlock a brighter, healthier life by redefining your relationship with your phone. Have you ever caught yourself reaching for your phone during moments of pause, while commuting, waiting for an appointment, or simply strolling down the sidewalk? This seemingly harmless habit of scrolling through your phone might not be as benign as it appears. The truth is, our constant engagement with smartphones could be silently eroding our attention to the vibrant world around us and, more alarmingly, hooking us into a cycle of addiction that's hard to break. These devices, with their glowing screens and endless notifications, are engineered to captivate us in a loop of short-term gratification. This narrative is not about vilifying technology. Rather, it's a call to action to foster a healthier, more conscious interaction with our phones. By understanding the underpinnings of phone addiction, including the psychological and scientific aspects, you're embarking on a journey towards a more balanced life. This guide offers straightforward, practical advice, not as a lament on the digital age, but as a toolkit for reclaiming your time and attention from the digital grasp. Through this exploration, you will uncover insights into how ancestral habits influence our modern-day phone usage, how distractions can significantly impair our memory functions, and the critical role a specific hormone plays in regulating our sleep cycles. By considering a more mindful relationship with your phone, this guide isn't just about distancing yourself from technology. It's about embracing the richness of life beyond the screen, opening up a world where you have the clarity and space to engage more deeply with your surroundings, improve your mental well-being, and enjoy the vibrant life experiences that await beyond the digital realm. Part 1. Witnessing the Rise: Our Growing Phone Addiction. As you meander through the streets, ride the subway, or dine out, a common scene unfolds almost everywhere. Eyes fixed on screens, fingers swiping away. This sight isn't reserved for adults alone. Even youngsters seem to be in the thrall of digital devices. And it's not just circumstantial observations. The statistics paint a vivid picture of our deepening bond with our smartphones. A revealing survey from Deloitte in 2016 highlighted a staggering reality in the United States. On average, Americans check their phones 47 times a day. For young adults aged between 18 and 24, this number dramatically jumps to 82 times daily. Dive deeper into the hours spent, and the scenario is even more startling. A study showcased on HackerNoon.com in 2015 found that Americans dedicate an average of 4 hours daily to their smartphones. That's equivalent to 28 hours a week, mirroring the commitment of a demanding part-time job. But where do we draw the line between use and addiction? The smartphone compulsion test, devised by Dr. David Greenfield of the University of Connecticut, serves as a useful barometer for assessing our dependence. The test probes into various aspects of our phone usage, asking whether we lose track of time while browsing, if we often prefer texting over face-to-face conversations, or if we frequently interrupt tasks to respond to notifications, among other behaviors. If you find yourself affirming these behaviors more often than not, it's likely you're experiencing a form of phone addiction. This realization, while unsettling, is a crucial first step towards understanding and addressing our compulsions. As we venture further into this discussion, remember, you're not alone in this. The journey to unraveling the grip of smartphone addiction begins with acknowledging its existence and recognizing its implications on our lives. Part 2, Dopamine, the Double-Edged Sword, Behind Phone Addiction. Picture this, lab rats navigating mazes for treats or recoiling from zaps of electricity, classic experiments that have permeated our cultural consciousness. These experiments leverage a fundamental reaction to a powerful hormone called dopamine. And yes, just like those laboratory rats, we humans are also at the mercy of dopamine's powerful influence on our behavior. Dopamine acts as a key that unlocks pleasure receptors in the brain, rewarding us with a sense of joy every time it's released. This clever system evolved to encourage essential survival behaviors in our hunter-gatherer ancestors, promoting activities like foraging and hunting through the gratifying rush of dopamine following a successful find. However, dopamine's role in our brains is a double-edged sword. While it can bolster the drive for positive actions, it also has the potential to foster addictions, drawing us towards repeated behaviors in search of that pleasurable dopamine release. In today's digital age, the intricate dance of dopamine release has been engineered into the fabric of social media platforms. Tech entrepreneurs and developers, well aware of the dopamine-driven mechanics of addiction, have meticulously designed their apps to tap into this cycle. Ramsey Brown, founder of Dopamine Labs, openly designs algorithms with the aim of maximizing user engagement by manipulating dopamine releases. These social media algorithms don't operate on a simple real-time feedback loop of likes and messages. Instead, they hoard these digital rewards, calculating the most opportune moment, just as the user's interest starts to wane, to release them. This strategic distribution of virtual rewards sparks a dopamine release, reeling users back in and cementing their engagement with the platform. This clever exploitation of human psychology keeps users coming back for more, stuck in a loop of anticipation and gratification. It's a clear example of how our natural pursuit of pleasure is being used to hook us into the digital world, underlining the addictive potential of modern technology. Part 3, The Art of Distraction, How Our Phones Exploit Our Natural Tendencies. Distraction often gets a bad rap, seen as a barrier to productivity and focus. Yet, this innate tendency to have our attention diverted stems from deep evolutionary roots essential for survival. Our ancestors needed to be constantly aware of their environment to avoid predators, making distraction a critical survival mechanism. But there's more to our distractibility than just evolutionary adaptations. It's also intricately linked to the way our brains are wired. Concentration is, fundamentally, a demanding task for the brain. There are two primary reasons for this. First, the prefrontal cortex, which is responsible for deciding what we focus on, can easily become fatigued. Like a muscle that's been overworked, if it's forced to make too many decisions in succession, it grows weary, leading to an increased susceptibility to distraction. Secondly, maintaining focus requires the brain to suppress all non-essential internal and external stimuli, ensuring that competing distractions don't undermine our attention. This process, though mostly unconscious, demands significant mental resources. Enter smartphones, the masters of exploiting these neurobiological tendencies. When contrasting the experience of reading a book with engaging with content on a phone, The differences in how these mediums demand our attention are stark. In reading a book, external factors are the main source of potential distraction. However, smartphones introduce an array of interruptions directly within the medium itself. Ads, pop-ups, and links vie for our attention constantly. This bombardment of stimuli presents a significant challenge for the brain, exhausting its capacity to maintain focus far quicker than when engaged with more singular tasks. The immersive experience of reading or concentrating on a singular task is frequently disrupted, leading us down rabbit holes of web surfing or email checking. From this perspective, the advice for those wishing to engage deeply with text or tasks is clear. Opt for the simplicity and focus-enhancing environment of hard copy materials or ad-free digital formats over the distraction-laden path of smartphone engagement. This not only respects the biological limits of our concentration capabilities, but harnesses them for greater productivity and satisfaction. Part 4: How smartphones affect our ability to remember. Memory forms the bedrock of our identity, shaping who we are and how we engage with the world around us. From the deeply personal fear of conditions like Alzheimer's to the everyday struggles of students cramming for exams, memory plays a pivotal role across all ages. And in this digital age, there's a growing concern about how our smartphones negatively impact this crucial cognitive function, particularly affecting both our short-term and long-term memory capacities. Short-term memory, or working memory as it's often called, acts as the brain's notepad. It keeps track of immediate tasks and information, like reminding us that we are in the middle of searching for our keys. However, this part of our memory has its limitations, famously highlighted by psychologist George A. Miller in 1956, who suggested we can only hold about 7 items in our short-term memory at any one time. More recent insights from science author Nicholas Carr suggest this capacity might be even smaller, ranging from 2 to 4 items. Here's where our smartphones come into the picture. Each buzz and beep from our device demands our attention, overcrowding our working memory with trivial data and leaving little room for essential information. This constant distraction means we might have a harder time remembering whom we've just met or what we were about to do. Our short-term memory simply cannot juggle these digital interruptions along with real-world tasks effectively. But the storyline doesn't end there. Smartphones also leave their mark on long-term memory. Long-term memory stores our past experiences, from what happened in recent weeks to deeply ingrained memories from years ago. However, for information to make its way from short-term to long-term storage, it must first not be drowned out by distraction. This process is not only selective, but also energy-intensive. When our short-term memory is bombarded with distractions from our smartphones, transferring data to long-term memory becomes an uphill battle. This disruption in information processing means that much of what should be stored for future recall instead slips through the cracks. As a result, the constant presence of our phones not only impacts what we can remember in the moment, but also affects our ability to retain information over the long term. Understanding the profound ways in which our smartphones can undermine our memory is the first step toward mitigating their impact. It encourages us to reflect on our digital habits and consider changes that can help preserve our cognitive health in a world where technology is ever present. Part 5: The Impact of Smartphones on Sleep. A Call for Healthier Habits. In our digital epoch, social media heralds itself as a towering achievement, bringing myriad benefits and conveniences. Yet its influence on our emotions, and by extension, our sleep, can be profound. A mere few minutes scrolling through a feed can send one on an emotional roller coaster, from elation to anxiety, curiosity to repulsion, connection to isolation. Such emotional volatility is hardly the recipe for restful slumber. The primary culprit behind disrupted sleep patterns is, without doubt, our smartphones. Engineered to captivate, their allure is hard to resist, akin to attempting sleep amidst the distractions of a blaring television or an impassioned conversation mere feet away. This scenario becomes even more acute if the phone is a bedtime companion. Compounding the issue is the blue light emitted by smartphone screens, which deceives the brain into mistaking it for daylight. This suppression of melatonin production, our sleep-regulating hormone, makes succumbing to sleep a greater challenge. Thus, engaging with your phone before bedtime not only hinders your ability to fall asleep, but can also affect the quality of sleep you achieve. This disturbance in sleep patterns sets off a domino effect that can significantly compromise overall health. Short-term repercussions include chronic fatigue, while long-term effects may spiral into more sinister health issues like cardiovascular diseases. Insight from a 2008 Harvard Medical School study underscores the critical importance of adequate sleep. Even slight deviations from the recommended 7 to 8 hours a night can impair mood, decision-making skills, and learning capabilities. Alarmingly, the study reveals that just 10 consecutive days of 6 hours of sleep per night can diminish alertness to the same degree as a full 24 hours of sleep deprivation. The message here is unequivocal. For the sake of our health, it's essential to reevaluate our nighttime phone usage. A smartphone's presence in the bedroom is not just unnecessary, it's potentially harmful. Cultivating habits that encourage a phone-free environment in the hours leading up to bedtime can be a significant step towards securing the restful, regenerative sleep our bodies and minds dearly need. Part 6: Embarking on a Digital Detox, Motivation and Mindfulness. Rethinking your relationship with your phone isn't about condemning technology or reshaping your entire lifestyle around digital abstinence. Rather, it's about questioning whether your current habits serve your well-being and what changes could lead to a more fulfilling life. Initiating a temporary separation from your phone allows you to assess your habits critically, identifying areas for improvement without the pressure of permanent change. Embarking on this journey of digital moderation requires a clear understanding of your reasons for doing so. Just as you wouldn't end a personal relationship without solid reasoning, approaching the idea of spending less time on your phone demands clarity about what you hope to gain from the experience. Maybe it's about reclaiming hours spent in aimless scrolling to invest in learning a new skill or fostering deeper connections with those around you. Identifying a compelling motivation is crucial. It acts as your compass, guiding your efforts and helping to sustain your commitment when the allure of old habits beckons. Equally important to identifying your why is gaining an accurate picture of your current phone use. This awareness is foundational, enabling you to set informed, achievable goals for reducing screen time. Thankfully, technology itself offers tools for this self-audit. Apps like Moment or Off Time provide insights into how often you engage with your phone and the total time spent, painting a detailed portrait of your digital life. By taking stock of your phone usage, you open the door to informed decisions about how to reallocate this time. Perhaps those extra hours could be spent mastering a language, diving into a long-neglected hobby, or simply being more present with loved ones. The initial step towards a healthier digital life isn't about drastic cuts or unrealistic expectations, but about setting meaningful, motivated goals and being mindful of your digital habits. This blend of motivation and awareness is the key to a successful and sustainable breakup with your phone. With Part 7, Exploring Life Beyond the Screen by Removing Social Media Apps. Social media apps, with their endless streams of notifications and updates, stand out as some of the most captivating features on our phones. Their allure is akin to that of junk food. Once you start indulging, stopping becomes a Herculean task. However, taking the decisive step to delete these apps from your phone is surprisingly simpler than it appears. The process may be met with ominous warnings of data loss, but these concerns are largely unfounded. Your digital footprints remain safely stored in the cloud, easily retrievable should you decide to return. The proposition of living without instant access to social media might provoke anxiety, but it's helpful to juxtapose this with the richness of real-life experiences. Recall moments of genuine happiness, whether it's an invigorating hike in the wilderness or the warmth of a lively house party. Reflecting on these memories prompts an essential question. Which experiences do you truly cherish? The ephemeral satisfaction derived from social media, or the tangible, heartfelt connections made in the tangible world? Pondering this question and clarifying your preferences can empower you to confidently eliminate social media apps from your phone. If the thought of completely cutting off social media access seems daunting, it's crucial to remember that this move isn't irreversible. The beauty of this approach lies in its flexibility. You're free to reinstall the apps at any time, should you choose to. This isn't about permanently severing ties with social media, but rather about reclaiming control over when and how you engage with it. Moreover, this exercise in restraint isn't confined to just your smartphone. The principles of mindful social media consumption can extend to your computer usage as well. The goal is to foster an environment where social media interaction is a conscious choice rather than a reflexive habit. By limiting your access to specific, intentional periods, you naturally cultivate a more balanced and meaningful digital life. Part 8. Filling the void. Life after your digital detox. The decision to reduce screen time often brings with it the specter of FOMO, the fear of missing out. It's a common feeling, but one that can be navigated successfully with a bit of foresight. The key to overcoming this anxiety lies in pre-planning how to occupy the time formerly devoted to scrolling and swiping. Without a plan, the gravitational pull of your phone becomes all the stronger when boredom sets in. Start with introspection. Cast your mind back to activities or hobbies that once brought you joy, perhaps even as far back as childhood. Or consider interests you've always wanted to explore but never found the time for. There's also the dimension of relationships. There are likely friends and family members you've been meaning to spend more quality time with. After identifying these enriching activities and connections, the next step is crafting a tangible plan that fits seamlessly into your daily life. It's not about overhauling your life overnight, but introducing these activities gradually. For example, during a 2-week phone detox, you might pencil in a day for a nature hike, an evening for a drawing class, or a weekend afternoon for a museum visit. The possibilities are vast, limited only by your imagination. Among these myriad options, there's one activity that stands out for its universal benefits: exercise. In our modern sedentary lives, physical activity is often sidelined, leading to a disconnection from our own bodies. Screen time exacerbates this, rendering movement an afterthought. Yet integrating exercise into your post-phone life is not just about health benefits. It's about re-establishing a vital connection to your physical self, whether it's a leisurely walk, a yoga session, dance classes, or even active video games played with friends. Movement offers a direct route to feeling more grounded and present. Even if the phone eventually assumes a larger role in your life again, the experiences and habits cultivated during your digital break can have lasting impacts. The joy of rekindled friendships, rediscovered hobbies, and new skills learned stands as a testament to the richness of life beyond the screen. In essence, this journey isn't just about reducing phone time. It's about embracing the full spectrum of human experience, one that's infinitely more rewarding and fulfilling. Part 9. Kickstarting Your Digital Detox, a 30-day blueprint. Embarking on a journey to disentangle yourself from your smartphone requires more than just understanding the consequences of overuse. It demands practical steps and a commitment to changing deep-seated habits. With this 30-day plan, the goal is to gradually recalibrate your relationship with your phone, transforming it from a source of constant distraction into a tool that serves your genuine needs. The initial phase of this plan focuses on self-awareness. For the first 2 days, employ an app to monitor your phone usage. Many find themselves surprised at the frequency of their interactions with their device, making this step a crucial eye-opener. Proceed to days 3 and 4 by reflecting on your emotional state before, during, and after phone use. Notice any urges to interrupt tasks with a quick glance at your phone and observe whether uninterrupted work leads to a more satisfying sense of accomplishment. This period aims to uncover the emotional roller coaster often associated with digital interactions, highlighting the fleeting nature of the dopamine-driven satisfaction and the frequent disappointment that follows unfulfilling checks. Transitioning into days 5, 6, and 7, challenge yourself to a social media detox. Fill the void with activities that nourish your soul, be it exercising, delving into podcasts, or enjoying the simplicity of a picnic. The goal is to rediscover joy in activities beyond the digital realm. On day 8, take a bold step by disabling all non-essential notifications, a move designed to disrupt the habitual reaching for your phone prompted by every ping and buzz. Extend this digital pruning to your apps during days 8 and 9, eliminating all but the most essential applications. This decision is about reclaiming your time and mental space for more rewarding endeavors. Entering the second week, establish a new charging station outside your bedroom by day 10. This change addresses the bookends of your day, ensuring your phone isn't the last thing you engage with at night or the first in the morning. Use this newfound freedom to explore enriching offline activities, whether that's sinking into a good book, embracing the calm of meditation, or any other pursuit unanchored from technology. By days 13 and 14, set clear boundaries within your home by designating phone-free zones and times. Implementing such rules even extends to social situations, curbing the tendency to FUB, that is, ignoring present company in favor of your phone. Reaching the halfway mark of this 30-day plan, you've laid the groundwork for a more balanced digital life, one where your phone serves you, not the other way around. As you move forward, remember that this process isn't just about reduction. It's about intentional engagement with both the digital and physical worlds, striving for harmony rather than domination. Part 10. Finalizing your journey to digital independence, the home stretch. As you venture into the second half of the 30-day digital detox plan, the focus shifts from your phone to nurturing your own well-being and harnessing the power of mindfulness. On days 15 and 16, engage in simple mindfulness practices. Each time you feel the impulse to check your phone, pause for a moment, take a deep breath, and allow yourself to simply be present with that breath. Then, question the urgency of engaging with your phone. This technique isn't just about curbing the habit of frequent checks, it's about cultivating a heightened sense of self-awareness and control over your impulses. Moving on to days 17 and 18, challenge yourself with concentration exercises. This could be something as straightforward as mentally recounting the multiplication tables, or immersing yourself fully in a piece of music, dedicating your undivided attention to the experience. These exercises are designed to fortify your focus, diminishing the allure of your phone as a source of distraction. Days 19 and 20 mark a pivotal moment in your journey. Your first trial separation, ideally suited for a weekend. This step involves completely powering down your phone for 2 consecutive days. Keep a notebook handy for any thoughts or tasks that arise during this period. This practice aims to disrupt your dependence on digital immediacy, reinforcing the value of living in the moment. After this trial separation, spend days 22 and 23 reflecting on the experience. Assess what aspects of phone use you genuinely missed versus the benefits you derived from unplugging. This evaluation helps clarify the role you want your phone to play in your life moving forward. In the subsequent days 24 through 26, tackle any remaining digital clutter. This might involve unsubscribing from superfluous emails or organizing your inbox to highlight messages requiring your response. Streamlining your digital landscape reduces stress and refines your focus on what truly matters. As you approach the end of the plan, days 27 through 30 are about ongoing vigilance and preparation for the future. Whether opting for another trial separation or continuing to monitor your phone habits, the goal is to maintain this newfound awareness and intentionality. Finally, establish a monthly checkpoint routine to review your phone use practices. This ensures your relationship with technology remains balanced and aligned with your personal values, safeguarding against a relapse into old, unreflective habits. By adhering to this 30-day roadmap, you're not just taking a break from your phone, you're resetting your relationship with technology to one that's more mindful, controlled, and enriching, a testament to the power of deliberate digital engagement. Final summary. In an era where the sight of screens illuminates every corner of our lives, a pervasive dependency on smartphones has taken root. This dependency is more than a habit. It's an addiction, fueled by the meticulously designed interfaces of social media apps. Crafted to captivate our attention, these platforms tap into the brain's reward systems, leaving us craving more. This digital entanglement comes at a cost, impairing our ability to focus, diminishing our memory capacities, and disrupting our sleep patterns. The consequences extend beyond mere inconvenience, posing serious threats to our cognitive well-being and overall health. However, hope is not lost. A conscious decision to redefine our relationship with technology can open the doors to a life enriched by real-world experiences and unburdened by the constant demand for digital attention. Whether it's through a temporary breakup or a more moderate approach to phone use, the rewards are immense. Freed from the relentless pull of notifications and likes, we discover the time and mental space to pursue passions, nurture relationships, and engage deeply with the world around us. Embarking on this journey requires motivation, self-awareness, and a willingness to confront digital habits head-on. From mindfulness exercises to digital detoxes, the path to recovery is paved with strategies designed to foster a healthier, more balanced engagement with our devices. In embracing this challenge, we allow ourselves the opportunity to rediscover the joys of life beyond the screen, to reconnect with our surroundings, and to invest in pursuits that offer genuine fulfillment. The message is clear. In breaking free from the clutches of phone addiction, we reclaim not just our time, but our very essence, laying the foundation for a life defined by presence, purpose, and connection. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.